This is Akashwani. The news read by Tanvi Khurana. India and Canada have agreed to formulate a shared work plan to guide cooperation on national security and law enforcement issues and to enable practical collaboration on respective priorities. The decision was taken during a meeting between National Security Advisor Ajit Doval and his Canadian counterpart Natalie Drouin in Ottawa on Saturday. The Ministry of External Affairs yesterday said that the two sides acknowledged the progress on initiatives aimed at supporting the safety and security of their countries and citizens. The two sides also committed to formalizing cooperation on cybersecurity policy and information sharing on cybersecurity issues. Seychelles President Patrick Hermini arrived in New Delhi yesterday on the last leg of his five-day visit after productive engagements in Chennai and Mumbai. Union Minister Anupriya Patel received the visiting dignitary at the airport. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will hold talks with the President of Seychelles to discussion on bilateral, regional and international issues of mutual interest in New Delhi. President Hermini will also meet President Draupadi Murmu at the Rashtrapati Bhavan this evening. We have a report.
Seychelles is a key maritime neighbor for India in the Indian Ocean region. It holds a special place in India's Vision Mahasagar, mutual and holistic advancement for security and growth across regions, and the commitment to the Global South. The visit of President of Seychelles coincides with the 50th anniversary of the establishment of diplomatic ties between India and Seychelles. The visit of President of Seychelles will lend further momentum to wide-ranging cooperation and robust people-to-people ties between the two countries. Akashwani News, Delhi.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi will interact with the students across the country in the second episode of Pariksha Pe Charcha 2026 this morning. The program is scheduled to be telecast at 10 a.m. across multiple platforms, including Akashwani. With board exams round the corner, the interaction will focus on addressing exam stress, preparation strategies, time management, and helping students approach tests with confidence. The Prime Minister, in a social media post, said that this episode will feature exam warriors from Coimbatore in Tamil Nadu, Raipur in Chhattisgarh, Devmogra in Gujarat and Guwahati in Assam. Japan Prime Minister Sanae Takeuchi's ruling coalition registered landmark victory in the snap parliamentary elections held yesterday, paving the way for promised tax cuts and a stronger defense system. According to country's public broadcaster, the coalition led by Ms. Takeuchi's Liberal Democrat Party, LDP, has won 352 out of 465 seats in Japan's House of Representatives. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has congratulated his Japanese counterpart Sanae Takeuchi for her victory in the elections to the House of Representatives. In a social media post, Prime Minister Modi said the special strategic and global partnership between the two countries plays a vital role in enhancing global peace, stability and prosperity, and expressed confidence that Ms. Takeuchi's able leadership will take India-Japan friendship to greater heights. Chemicals and Allied Products Export Promotion Council, CAPEXIL, has hailed the interim trade agreement between India and the United States. Talking to Akashwani News, CAPEXIL's glass panel chairman Pradeep Khiruka said India has a large export market for perfume bottles in the United States, and the reduction in tariffs will provide a boost to the sector. Mr. Khiruka added that India now faces lower tariffs compared to other countries, which will help increase exports across other trade sectors as well. In tennis, India stormed into the second round of Davis Cup qualifiers with a historic 3-2 win over world number 6 Netherlands in Bengaluru yesterday. Dakshineshwar Suresh delivered a heroic performance, winning both his singles matches and teaming up with Yuki Bhambari to claim the doubles. India wrapped up its campaign at Asian Indoor Athletics Championships in Tianjin in China, finishing 5 medals and securing 6th place in the overall medal standings. And that is the end of this news bulletin.